Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
A number of years ago, the MP salary schedule was linked to an average of collective bargaining agreements in the private sector, and kind of taken out of the hands of politicians themselves and linked to a marker in the broader economy, and that happens automatically.
As Andrew Scheer with us last weekend, the House leader of the Conservative Party, on members of Parliament scoring big, starting tomorrow, with their salary increases. And there's nothing they can do about it. You heard Mr. Scheer say that in that clip, and he spoke about it during our interview, our conversation. And I said to him, look, I may have been born at night, but it wasn't last night. And if you want to make changes, if you don't want to accept the extra money, if you don't think it should be an automatic raise based on some formula that's been juggled and sort of cobbled together, just say no. Or just turn the money over to a charitable cause. Do something with it. And I'm going to be asking you in a few minutes' time how you feel about all of this. Because tomorrow, on the 1st of April, in addition to all of us being blessed with the increased carbon tax, because we are being blessed, according to Stephen Gilbaugh, this is a huge opportunity for you and me. We are blessed to have this increase in the carbon tax. So in addition to that, Canadians are being saddled with the newest installment of members of Parliament's salaries, those automatic increases I mentioned. So the basic MP salary is going to hit $203,100. That's the basic salary. That's for the MPs who are in the gulag, sort of the back benches in question period. Nobody generally hears from them. They're just up there, and they're just there. So they get $203,100. Substantially more is going to go to cabinet ministers, an additional 96,000, as I understand it. Opposition party leaders will get even more. Committee chairs, there's lots of committees in Parliament, they get more money. Parliamentary secretaries, or basically the assistant, the MP assistant to a minister, they get more. And the Prime Minister's salary, Mr. Trudeau's salary, is going to increase to $406,200. And from what I hear and what I've read is that this makes Canadian federal politicians the second highest paid in the world. According to the national polling done by the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, 80% of Canadians of voting age oppose the parliamentary pay hike. That doesn't matter. They're not going to turn it back. Just as they didn't turn back money during the pandemic when so many people, millions of people were struggling, 67% of Canadians told Ipsos for Global News they thought that MPs should take a pay cut, at least temporarily, but they didn't. You know, it's a good gig. The pension is gold-plated. The money's flowing. It's a good gig. And now they're talking about moving the 25 election, next year's election, ahead a week so that 80 members of Parliament who would not qualify for the pension if it were held at the mandated last date, final date, would in fact get the pension. Oh, my goodness. It's taking care of me. That's what it's about. Franco Terrazano joins us, Federal Director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. Feeling of that little, Franco, I'm getting that little taste of vomit in the back of my throat.
Oh, me too. And with all due respect to Mr. Scheer, right? Throwing his hands up in the air saying, ah, there's nothing we can do, folks. That's bogus. That is just bogus. I mean, look, it's not rocket science. We've seen the federal government under a conservative government, no less, stop the automatic pay raises from 2010 to 2013 in response to the 08-09 recession. Now, let me just break down exactly what members of parliament could do to stop these raises, right? So the Liberal MPs, ministers, and Mr. Trudeau, they could stop the raise in an hour. Easy. Pass legislation. We pay you handsomely to do that. That is your job. So within government, they could stop it within an hour. But even the opposition party, the Conservatives, the NDP, the Bloc, there's a lot they could do to pressure the government to stop the raise, right? They could put in motions. We saw what the last week in the House of Commons, the Conservative Party introduced two motions to vote on the carbon tax hike. All that would have to happen is for one opposition party to break ranks with the other ones and to actually make this an issue. There's private members' bills. There's press conferences. But I haven't heard a single member of parliament from any of the parties forcefully try to stop the raise. And there's one more thing that an opposition party could do. They could come out today and they could say, if we were to form government, we would freeze the MP pay.
Yeah, and they clearly they should. And let's just define when it is that a member of parliament qualifies for the pension. Let's bring that into play here. It's 6 years, two elections or 6 years in office, right? And then you're vested.
That is correct. And you mentioned how the federal government has introduced legislation to bump the election back a week.
That's
so 80 additional MPs can get that sweet, sweet taxpayer-funded pension. And here's just how gold-plated it is. Okay, so some of those MPs who work just 6 years could get a lifetime pension of more than $2 million. 6 years in service, folks, and for some of the MPs, they could get a lifetime pension of more than $2 million. Now, the government has come out and said, well, we have to move the election back a week because it falls on the religious holiday of Diwali. But you know what? I think if you asked any Canadian on the street outside of Ottawa and you told them what was going on, they would probably say, okay, I understand there's a religious holiday, but why don't you just move the election 1 week early rather than 1 week late?
Yeah.
So all of this, to me at least, and I think to the vast majority of Canadians, just looks like the government is moving the election back 1 week so more MPs can get that very lucrative taxpayer pension. And folks, for those 80 MPs, the pension cost could be up to $120 million. But if even only half of those MPs lose the election, moving it back 1 week would cost taxpayers tens of millions of dollars.
It's madness. And then we have this mysterious Bureau of Internal Economy that's responsible, are they not, for the salaries?
Yeah, I mean, like, here's the thing, though. Who's really responsible for all of this are our politicians, our members of parliament,
yeah.
Right? And as you said off the beginning of the show, and kudos to the National Post for digging this up, is that the member of parliament, your backbencher, along with collecting dust in the House of Commons, is going to be the second highest paid elected official in the world. And my question is, like, for what? Like, why do you think you deserve a raise just because you show up to work twice a week with your shoes tied? You know, like, you're making Canadians' lives more expensive. You don't deserve a raise for that. Or how about the fact that the government couldn't balance the budget of a lemonade stand? You don't deserve a raise for that. But even more to the point, in a proper functioning democracy, it's supposed to be Canadians and taxpayers who are the boss. Well, in the real world outside of Ottawa, when the boss says no pay raise, you don't get a pay raise. And as you mentioned, 80% of Canadians don't think members of parliament should get a raise, but they're going to give themselves one anyway.
You know, Franco, I remember sitting in this very studio just prior to a federal election some years ago, and I had representatives from each political party in the studio, and we talked about all the issues that were key on that at that time. And then I brought, and they were at each other, you know, I felt like I had to put choke chains on them so they wouldn't attack each other. But when the issue of salary came up, when the issue of remuneration and pension came up, they were all singing from the same page of the hymn book. It suddenly became such an agreeable environment. It was like they'd suddenly morphed into best friends, and they had each other's backs because those massive salaries, and they are, when you consider what's out there for most Canadians who are not getting a raise or are getting small raises, who are losing their jobs or lucky to hold on to their jobs. This is what the average person faces, but these MPs, this is, I mean, it's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous.
Hey, isn't it funny? All of a sudden there's bipartisan support.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You know, over the last couple of years, and I hate to rehash the last couple of years because I just know how difficult it has been for just so many people. But over the last couple of years, right, how many times have we heard politicians say, we're all in this together? Well, you know what? I think they are all in this together, the 338 of them here in Ottawa at times, right? And here's the real thing, too, because it's not just this year's pay raise. Since the beginning of 2020, this is going to be their fifth pay raise. Right. And so think about the totals. OK, so since the beginning of 2020, after the April 1 this year raise, a member of parliament will have taken about an extra $24,000 in pay hikes. Trudeau, it'll be around $48,000 in cumulative pay hikes. And think about that, folks. Five pay raises for them as of tomorrow. And what have their constituents gone through? A pandemic, lockdowns. Thousands of Canadians sent to the ranks of the unemployed. Businesses closing their doors, some for good. Then there was an inflation crisis where single mothers were struggling just to afford hamburger meat, right? And then there was a housing crisis where so many Canadians have given up on the dream of owning a home. And then there was record lineups at food banks. But none of this stopped any of these members of parliament from saying, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't take a raise this year. Maybe I should speak out on behalf of the struggling Canadians who pay my salary and forcefully oppose what is going on and all the raises that we're all giving each other every single year.
Franco, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. We'll do it again real soon. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me on.
You bet. Franco Terrazano is the federal director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. And in national polling, they found that 80% of us, don't believe the MPs should be receiving this really significant, huge pay increase. Let me ask you, 1-800-263-2428. We can make this really simple. Yes, no. We'll make this really, really simple. Do you believe that members of parliament should be receiving these huge pay raises when so many millions of Canadians are struggling just to keep their heads above water? 1-800-263-2428. The pay raises go into effect tomorrow. Bob is in Winnipeg. Bob, I understand that you know a little bit about working for government.
I certainly do. If you'll indulge me a little bit, please. I was 39 and a half years as a civil servant. My pension topped out. The best pension I could get was 2% of the average of my best 5 years. The 2% per year of service to a maximum of 35. So I could get 70% of the average of my best 5 years. The other thing is, too,
What did that turn out to be? What's the number?
I'm sorry?
What's the number? What did that turn out to be?
Well, I got 35%. Or sorry, I apologize. 70% of the average of my best 5 years.
Yeah, so what does that work out to,
but
roughly?
We had to work that time. They also had it whereby for civil servants, they would get a severance pay on retirement equivalent to 1 week of salary to a maximum of 30. A number of years ago, the government canceled that. They don't get a severance pay anymore. And as far as I'm concerned, and I'm glad you brought that up, I'm really peed off as far as the carbon
tax. I can hear it.
And our current leader. I must be honest, I don't trust any of the three leaders.
Okay.
I may just have to spoil my ballot.
Okay, Bob, I have to take another caller. Thank you so much for your call from Winnipeg. So the civil servants don't make nearly what the MPs do, but the MPs through the Board of Internal Economy and the deals they cook there, they take care of themselves really nicely. In Ottawa, Alberta, David. David, what do you make of this?
I think it's corrupt because it was less than 10 days ago I was listening to an economist that said the average Canadian has no more buying power now than they did in 1990.
I believe that.
Yep. And you think about it, once you start talking percentages, the people earning the most money get more than the lowest, and we're the lowest paid. You've got people that can't even afford to put food on their table.
Exactly. So let me ask you this question then. What do you think a backbench member of parliament's basic salary should be? It's going to be $203,100. What should it be?
It should be no more than $150,000.
I agree.
That is
absolutely
a good wage for most of us.
That's a pretty. That's a really great salary, $150,000.
Yeah, that's well paying. Yes, they might give up a job, that sort of thing, and they've got to get back into the workforce afterwards because it's a dicey job to take as a politician. But that should be the maximum. Give them a chance to save some money to tide them over.
All right.
I'd like to see $150,000 just in 1 year.
Okay, David, thank you very much for the call. Jim is in Surrey, British Columbia. How's the strike, you, Jim?
Oh, hi, Roy, and happy Easter. Glad to hear you're healthy and on the air. Oh,
thank you.
You know, I think they should, especially Justin Trudeau, I think he should get all the money he deserves there. He has been the most open, honest, spot-on government this country has ever had. No, you can tell I'm lying.
No, I can't tell that.
That was an April Fool's joke.
No, I can't tell that.
No, Roy, they do not deserve this increase. And no, Canadians don't deserve a carbon tax increase.
All right, Jim, in Surrey, British Columbia, with his tongue firmly wedged between his teeth and his cheek. Just don't bite down.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.